You know, I'm really against issuing driver's licenses to our teenagers, unless they drive a 1970 Ford Maverick. That's what I had when I was 16. It used to take me about 4 lunar cycles to get it up to 60 miles an hour.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
Researchers tell us that the most dangerous activity most of us will take part in today is driving an automobile. That is, assuming you do not plan on riding a tricycle while taking part in the running of the bulls. So if you're driving today, you be careful, you hear? Today, our Laugh Again research team, comprised of my son, has spared no expense in coming up with the top 5 driving jokes of the day. Here's number 5. A Texas farmer was visiting a farmer in Israel. The Israeli showed him where he grew his tomatoes and cucumbers, where he built a playset for his kids. The Texan was not impressed. The property was tiny. "Back home," said the Texan, "I get in my car before the sun comes up and drive and drive and drive and drive. And when the sun sets, I'm only halfway across my land." "I'm sorry to hear that," replied the Israeli. "I used to drive a car like that." Number 4. A Polish immigrant went to apply for a driver's license. First, he had to take an eye exam. He tried to read these letters scrawled across the bottom. C-Z-W-I-X-N-O-S-T-A-C-Z. "Can you read this?" the optician asked. "Read it," the Polish guy replied. "I know that guy." Number 3. A passenger in a taxi tapped the driver on the shoulder to ask him something. The driver screamed, lost control of the cab, and screeched to a halt just inches from a plate glass window. "Please don't ever do that again," said the driver. The passenger said, "Sorry." "It's not your fault," said the driver. "Today is my first day driving cab. I've been driving a hearse the last 25 years. Number 2. Jill's car was unreliable. She called John for a ride each time it broke down. And one day, John got another call from Jill. "What happened this time?" he asked. "My brakes went out. Can you come get me?" "Where are you?" John asked. "In the drugstore," said Jill. "And where's the car?" John asked. Jill said, "Well, it's in here with me." Well, I hope your car has good brakes today. But more than that, I hope you have a good answer to the question, what drives your life? Are you driven by the desire to acquire, the desire to be liked, the need for approval? Are you driven by the expectations of others, by a problem, a fear, guilt, resentment, or anger? Driving these roads leaves us stressed and unfulfilled. Today, it's time to take a U-turn and drive along a path that leads to joy. Eugene Peterson paraphrases Jesus' words in Matthew 16 this way, "Anyone who intends to come with me has to let me lead. You're not in the driver's seat, I am." I talked with a very wealthy man who said to me this. He said, "My goal in life is to create an earthly legacy." Well, I think some good can come of that. But I also think it's short-sighted. We were put here not to be remembered or to leave stuff behind for people to spend who didn't earn it. We were put here to build an eternal legacy. Romans 14 says that each of us will one day give a personal account to God. Essentially, he's going to ask us 2 things. What did you do with your life? And what did you do with my son, Jesus? May it be said that we let him behind the wheel of our lives. He is worthy of our trust. Pursuing his purpose for our lives fills us with meaning and joy all the way home. Which reminds me of our final driving joke of the day. Number 1 on our list of the top 5. A wife called her elderly husband, "Honey, be careful on your way home," she said. "I was watching the news and there's some maniac driving the wrong way down the freeway." "It's worse than that, babe," he said back to her. "There are hundreds of them."
This month, help Laugh Again reach our June fiscal year-end goal of $50,000. Your financial gifts allow this ministry to stay on the air and help to provide our resources like Truth in Life magazine and our Laugh Again mobile app free to all who subscribe. To donate today, call 1-800-663-2425 or in the U.S. call 1-844-663-2424. Laugh Again. Truth bringing laughter to life.